702.
Aubrey is on Twitter.
At Bra Aubrey.
29 minutes to 9 o'clock, and Professor Adrian Puren is my guest, Acting Executive Director at the National Institute of Communicable Diseases. Prof, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate your time. What did you make of President Cyril Ramaphosa's speech this evening?
Good evening, Aubrey. Thanks for the opportunity, and good evening to your listeners. Yes, I think it was possibly an inevitability, I think, that he had to go through with a risk adjustment, as he did state, I think, at the level one adjustment, that obviously they would keep track of the data. And as you noted, the data had certainly shown a marked increase, particularly in Gauteng, and that increase really will reflect what's happened in the second resurgence or wave. So I think that decision, I think, to have a level three adjusted implementation, I think, was most likely the best option that is available for the government to take to manage this particular outbreak. And I think what is useful, I know that it focuses, I know our focus is really on Gauteng at this particular point, but perhaps if you look at other provinces where there is an increase, but not to the same extent, that will also allow for resurgence plans to be implemented and actually try and control further transmission.
Yeah. One of the big debates over the last 15 months since we found ourselves dealing with COVID-19 has been the debate of trying to balance livelihoods versus lives. Do you think that the president has, or with his whole team, has hit the sweet spot here? It appears that less arbitrary decisions were taken. Do you perhaps attribute that to the learnings we've had over the last 15 months?
I think so. I think it's never been an either or, as you said. You know, it's a sort of, you know, how do you manage this in order to keep the economy going while actually protecting lives? I think those decisions are nuanced, and I think that certainly showed, I think, with regard to the second wave already, I think that nuanced approach of not just simply imposing a whole range of things that may not actually work, but try to be as effective as possible, I think, is really key. And I think re-emphasizing the need for the non-pharmaceutical interventions, especially at an individual level, and also businesses also to take them very seriously, is other so-called non-pharmaceutical interventions, such as the wearing of masks, the physical distancing, ventilation. I think those are really key components that we really need to take and continue to take seriously. I think what's also fairly good is the mention about the vaccine, and especially focusing on the healthcare workers. As you know, they are a fragile group, and of course our health systems certainly get overwhelmed, especially with the high rates of transmission that we did see in the second resurgence, that can overwhelm our system. So I think having the vaccine has certainly also, I think, contributed to how we actually manage this particular outbreak or this particular resurgence.
I suppose this is a question I should have asked Dr. Professor Melado in my previous conversation. One of the things that we are experiencing, particularly here in Gauteng, as the numbers rise in terms of people being admitted in hospitals, is the ever-growing shortage of beds. But we still have this outstanding issue of the Charlotte Matleka Hospital, which is still closed. And I'm hearing that it is closed for a very, very flimsy reason, as far as I'm concerned, that they can't find fire doors. What's the position at this stage, Professor?
I don't have information on that's not on the area that I am directly involved in.
Yeah.
I would assume, you know, if those are in terms of their regulations a requirement, then obviously looking at, say, for example, you know, I think they did have some field hospitals, for example, or additional hospitals that could have been activated. I'm not sure what the state of that is. So perhaps those types of alternatives may well have to be looked in terms of managing the bed capacity.
I suppose my question is a cryptic way of asking you the question as to whether or not you feel there's enough urgency. Do you believe that there is a sense of urgency that is concomitant to the reality that we are facing now of being in the third wave?
Well, again, I think there is a certain degree of urgency, I think, especially of people who are in the, you know, the front line, if you like. And I've noticed that they are, when I've been on various shows, that it has been raised anecdotally, and I'm sure that the various provinces, in particular Gauteng, have, you know, been planning or should be planning their immediate responses. So I think that, and in fact, you know, there's more and more data becoming available. So, for example, the fact that we knew, I think, about almost a month ago that we and Gauteng would experience a resurgence, which is very different from other provinces. And in fact, there's more, if you like, closer monitoring and modeling certainly provides good indicators of as to how we should plan. And that includes not only the numbers of cases and capacity, but also oxygen supply as well. So there's a fair degree of data and fine data that should allow the province to plan appropriately.
Prof, the sort of glitches that we've experienced, the issue of the 2 million doses from J&J that are no longer appropriate for human consumption, the fact that we have had to get rid of the AstraZeneca vaccine because it did not really was not efficacious, effective against the variant. I think it's called the beta variant now.
Yes,
that was
right, yeah.
Once that was first found here in South Africa. We've since had other variants that have now appeared in our country. Some that have come from India, some that have come from Brazil, the United States, the United Kingdom. Are the vaccines that are coming our way, and the president made mention of a list of, you know, interventions to deal with the shortage of vaccines, are they going to be able to handle and deal with these various variants that we have in South Africa?
Yes, so the two key variants are obviously the Alpha variant. That was the one that originated from the UK.
Yeah.
And there's the Delta, which is the one from India. And we, South Africa, had identified those two variants, and those are the variants of concern because they are fairly transmissible, and similarly to our own current variant, but they may be even more so. And so the key for us here is the fact that we need to keep monitoring those. I think the good thing, if you like, is that the current vaccines are still effective against those two particular variants. But I think the key for us is really to ensure that we can keep track of these particular variants and make sure that we are trying to try to limit those particular variants in terms of transmission, because if they do take hold, then that will certainly change our scenarios. Because as you know already in Gauteng, we already have such a high level of transmission that if those variants were to displace, in fact, our scenarios then could well change. That has implications for us, of course.
We are in the second phase of the vaccination process that has, you know, had its challenges and so forth, particularly for the elderly who don't have access to social media platforms and so forth. And it appears, particularly here in Gauteng, that there has been a relaxation of some of the restrictions to allow the elderly to be vaccinated. From where you sit, do you think that we are past some of the glitches that have slow down our vaccination program?
I would hope so. I think that one has to have a nuanced and practical approach. I think it's important to keep track who's being vaccinated. I know that there's a keen interest, especially people who end up in hospital or have severe disease, to be tracked, because that will give us an idea about the effectiveness of these vaccines. I'm hoping some of that has certainly been overcome. However, I think the program, and I think the president announced this evening, I think he even may have gone above, he said 300,000, I think, was it, that he wanted to reach. So I'm hoping that some of these glitches will be overcome and that we can get the vaccines in time. Because I think that's the key thing. I think the numbers of sites may well expand, but I think it's having the vaccine on site and distributed that will really be key for us, especially in Gauteng, for example, where I think the vaccine program, an expanded and rapid vaccine program, will really be critical for us to especially protect the elderly and those with comorbidities.
Yeah. Professor Adrian Puren, thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate it. Really appreciate your insights.
Thanks very much.
Professor Adrian Puren is Acting Executive Director at the National Institute of